Okay, everybody, you're going to be able to hear my wife for a little bit. I'm testing something. I'm going to start a new podcast today called The Morning Ride with CK, where I'm riding my bike to work at mahalo.com. I'll be posting this on my site. Let me see. Can I stick my iPhone in my pocket? Yeah, it looks like I can. Did that shut off the recording, or is it still working? Oh, it's still working. Okay, great. Looks like it does only really need pictures. I mean, fingers, not just accidentally pushing the screen to shut things off. In any case, I'd like to give a shout out to Erica from the Unofficial Apple Weblog for writing this neat little recording program for a hacked iPhone. It's called, I don't know what the hell it's called, I forgot. Anyway, Erica Sadun? How do you pronounce your name, Erica? At the Unofficial Apple Weblog wrote a little app. Let you record to your iPhone, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I do have an iPhone now. We bought Kristen an iPhone about a week ago when they were $4.99. When the 4 gigabytes were $4.99, and then Tuesday at the special event, Steve announced that he was dropping the price by $200. Right now I'm just unlocking my bike and wheeling it through the apartment so I can ride it to work. Anyway, he announced that he was decreasing the price, and since we had bought Kristen's iPhone less than a week before, or just a week before, we were able to take it back and get $200 back, which was nice. My wife's singing to the dog in the background. Anyway, so then the question became, okay, do we get $200 back, or do we spend an extra $100? Bye, Chris. Have a good day. See you at lunch. Or do we spend an extra $100 and get me in? Hold on, I'm locking this. Do we spend an extra $100 and buy me an iPhone? I don't need an iPhone because I have a Helio Ocean, which I like, and I like the service. It's a good phone, it's got a good keyboard, all that sort of stuff. I'm not really interested in the iPhone for a phone, but I do like the idea of a little touchscreen gadget that lets me browse the web via Wi-Fi, and then I can hack and play around with, because I'm a little tinkerer. As you all know, I wrote a book, PlayStation Portable Hacks, for O'Reilly Press a couple years back, PSP Hacks, and I like hacking things, so that's what I'm doing with this phone, is I'm just making it my little gadget. It was either this or get a iPod Touch, and I decided to go with this. So now I'm on my bike, crossing the street, going into the bike lane, and we're doing a live moving podcast. Hope it's not too noisy. If I wreck and die on this, there'll be record of the death, which I guess is something. I shipped my bike out here, and it's kind of one of the brakes isn't really working nicely, which is bad news. So if I do die, it's because I haven't had the bike tuned up yet, and I don't have a helmet on. Because studies show the cars avoid you more, and less people are in accidents if they don't have helmets. If they have helmets, the cars tend to hit you. If I do any hardcore riding, I would definitely get a helmet, wear a helmet. But since I'm just riding a couple of blocks to work, it's not a big deal. In any case, so we got this iPhone. And I activated it the other day using some tools online. And then I downloaded iFantastic. And I've been using iFantastic to add all kinds of cool programs that hacker community has been putting out there. Including this nice little audio recording software from Erica. Also, I just want to say something. The Unofficial Apple Weblog, I helped with that site for quite some time, and I'm very proud of that site, so I think everybody there is doing a great job, and I just wanted to publicly acknowledge that. Big shout-out to Scott McNulty, and big shout-out to Erica, and big shout-out to Scott for bringing Erica on board and having a nice hacker person doing hacking stuff like I used to do on the site, except she's doing a bit more advanced than me. She's doing more the level that Fabian was doing when Fabian was blogging for us there.
And for some reason, people hate those posts. What's wrong with you people? Quit being haters on Chihuahua, man. We're all just trying to be good to you, provide you with cool information. Anyway, what else? So yeah, so far it's a pretty cool little hackable gadget. I'm liking the iPhone. It cost me $299, but only felt like it cost me $100 because of the nice little drop in price on my wife's iPhone. She's loving the iPhone as a phone that she's using for everyday watch your doodle. But my only thought is I might get a prepaid card, even though this is activated. I don't ever have to use it as anything but a Wi-Fi device. I may get a prepaid card and off contract use this thing some, just because I don't have a local 310. Is that the air code here? Phone number for LA yet, since we just moved out here. What else? I'm almost at work now, so this is going to be a short daily podcast with the daily ride with CK Samples. And, yeah, let's see. What else? Am I leaving anything out about the iPhone and getting it and liking it? Oh, I found out you can't power off the screen when you're using Erica's. Erica, here's a note for you. You can't power off the screen while you're using this, or it just goes into a loop. So the last thing you said when you say, hey, I'm done with this, it just starts looping, hey, I'm done with, or like I tested it and I clicked, all right, I'm going to try powering off the screen now. And then it just started looping the last bit I said over the whole time the screen was closed down, so it didn't really work. In any case, I'm at work now. And mahalo, everyone. This has been the daily, what I call it, the daily ride with CK Sample III. Cheers. If I can push off this button, finish recording.